Now let's talk about the team. What's going to be different from last year's team with this year's team?
We'll have more team speed. That'll be the first thing that you notice. We're going to be able to get out and pressure people a little bit more. I think our defense will generate more offense than we have done in the past. And we've been very good defensively. It's been the thing that nobody talks about. We were third in the country last year in field goal percent defense. We made people take shots they didn't want to take from places they didn't want to take them. And we contested those and got the rebound more often than not. That's good, solid defense. What we didn't do was generate much offense off of our defense. And we couldn't because of our personnel. This year's team, because personnel is different, we'll be able to do that. I also think that you'll see us run situationally, of course, because it's not wise to run off and leave Courtney and Ashley in the backcourt on many possessions. But I think that there'll be a different, you'll see more slashing and more attacking off the dribble than perhaps we've had in the last couple of years.
Talk about the Big 12. That's why we're here, of course. Talk about the team in the Big 12, the conference as a whole.
Do you know, and this is funny, and I've been doing this for an hour, 2 hours now maybe, and that is the first question that I've received about the Big 12 race. I think that's so ironic. Lots of questions about Courtney and about our schedule and a number of things, but nothing about the Big 12 race. So I'll tell you what I know. I think Texas A&M will be really, really good. They return everyone. They expect to win. They believe they can win. They have a deep bench. They have a lot of team speed and experience. So I think that we're the team to beat, probably. I also think we're maybe the team to beat, too, but I'm talking about our competition right now. Texas will be good. I don't know how quickly they'll buy into Coach G's system, but I know she's a tremendous basketball coach and has high expectations for her kids, and I know there's a lot of talent at Texas. So I think the success level of that program and how dominant they are going into Big 12 play will be how quickly do those kids buy into what she believes in. Iowa State is always good just because Bill Finley could, I think he could literally go out in the parking lot and find five guys and come and play anybody in the country. He's just very, very good at putting kids in a position where they can use their strengths. I think Nebraska will be better. Oklahoma State is better. Baylor is very, very good. They're big guys were young last year, and they'll be bigger, smarter, wiser, stronger now after a year, and their guards are very solid. I understand they have a freshman, too, that's pretty good, so challenging as always. Texas Tech has a whole bunch of new faces. I have no idea what to expect from them. Their roster is loaded with JC kids, so I don't really know much about them or exactly what to expect there. But Christy does a great job, and Bill Brock is one of the best assistant coaches in the country, so they'll be tough as well. Same old Big 12, you know?
Well, as tough as the Big 12 is, what's motivation for you playing such a difficult non-conference schedule?
Well, I think the scheduling is two things. It is how can I get my program to the next level, and it is how can I get my team ready to compete for a national championship. And one of those things you decide several years in advance, and one of them comes upon you regardless. We made the decision several years ago that, you know what, Connecticut and Tennessee are always in the Final Four. They're always in the Final Four. What do? That nobody else does well. They have a roster full of high school All-Americans, that helps. But the thing that they do year in and year out, and have done for years, is have the toughest schedules in America. I bet we could go for the last 10 years and rank schedule, and those two guys would be 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Flipping back and forth probably, but 1-2, 1-2. And so if we want to be one of those, then we better schedule that way. So we beefed up our schedule, and we've always played a very, very tough schedule. But this one is probably the toughest ever, and we got a couple of opportunities. The State Farm, we didn't know who our opponent would be. We just were honored to be invited and wanted to play in it, and then found out that it would be Maryland, and that's okay. We knew it would be someone who had a chance to be in the Final Four. So you don't always know, you know, what's my team going to be when the schedule actually comes to fruition. It just so happens that we're young. We're going to have to learn early. I think the positive part of that is it gives an increased urgency to your players. You know, you take the floor on the first day. You got 26 days until you play Maryland. Sounds a little bit different than we got 26 days until our first game. There's a sense of urgency that has been nice, and I think has been very reflective of the mindset of this team and their confidence level as well.
Thanks, Coach.